Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I've got a bit of a treat for you. Back in November of 2017, I sat down with my friend Anita Morjani for a few days to create a new program called Experiencing God, where we were essentially exploring together what we've both seen through our lives, through her extraordinary experience, which I'll say a little bit more about in a minute, and just my life experience and experience working with people on what it is to get more out of themselves and more out of their lives. And Anita, if you don't know her story, she's her book, Dying to Be Me, was over 2 years on the New York Times bestseller list. She's been all over the world sharing the story of how she died on an operating table with stage 4 cancer. She went into a coma, and they essentially had gathered her whole family together and then came back from the coma. And not only did she come back to life, but she came back with a complete experience of what it was like on the other side, what she talks about as beyond the veil. And if you haven't read the book, it's absolutely fascinating. And also, and this is the reason that her story has gotten so much play, is she had stage 4 cancer. And when she came back, it was gone completely within 3 weeks. And it was so inexplicable that even the doctors had to chalk it up to sometimes miracles happen. And so we spent a lot of time in dialogue, and the particular clip that I'm going to share with you in today's podcast came from a Q&A with a live audience where somebody was asking about, well, you know, what did you learn about the body on the other side? What did you learn about the body after your body shut down, and how has that affected the way you understand health, and what can we do to be healthier? And I think you're going to really enjoy what she has to say. If you want to learn more about Anita, you can go to anitamorjani.com. And if you want to learn more about the program, you can go to michaelneal.org/experiencinggod.
What is the best thing we can do to heal our bodies and stay healthy?
So the body is very dense compared to being without the body. It's a lot more freeing. But the body is actually an extension of who we are, as a person, as a soul. It's an extension of our emotional, mental, spiritual well-being, and also, of course, physical well-being. But most of us treat the physical first, and we ignore all the rest. So I'm going to just share with you a little story, and I hope this addresses what you're saying. When I was really, really sick, I was really afraid of the cancer. I was really afraid of the disease. And I wanted to do everything I could to fight the disease. And I feared it so much, so I would try everything. And I used to believe that, for example, that eating meat caused cancer or led to cancer. So I became completely vegetarian. Then I realized dairy products mess with your hormones. So I cut out dairy products and became completely vegan. Then I realized pesticides lead to cancer. And so I ate purely organic. I realized, and when I say I realized, I don't necessarily think this to be 100% true anymore, but I'm going to say that because this is what I would learn as I went along. I learned that when you cooked foods, you are cooking the nutrition out of them. So I only ate raw food. I didn't drink any alcohol. I learned that when you eat sugar, sugar feeds cancer cells, so I cut out all sugar. And the thing is, I have a sweet tooth. I love chocolate. I love candy. So for me, my life, I was miserable. I was eating raw vegan food every single day. Because, and you know, and I'm someone who grew up eating hot food, hot cooked spicy food, and I missed it. I'm someone who loves desserts. I missed it. I love drinking lots of tea, black tea. I took out caffeine. Because somewhere I read that each of these things contributed to cancer. So I was no fun to be around. I did everything I did out from a place of fear. I researched everything to do with healing cancer. I bought everything online that was supplements that were antioxidants and anti-cancer. And so I bought all these supplements and I took everything. And all I did was I was getting worse and worse and worse and worse. When I died, I realized that our physical health, the biggest determining factor of your physical health is your passion for life. Yeah. That is it. That's number one. Number one on the list is not what you eat. It's not the environment. It's not the toxins. It's not the food. It is your passion for life. That is it. How much zest do you have for life? How much do you still feel you have to do? Like, what is your calling? You're following your calling, your will to live, your desire to be here for longer and have more fun. That is number one. And then from there stems the other things that, oh, I want to live long. Okay, so maybe I should eat a bit more carefully. But even though I'm going to eat a bit more healthily, if I'm out having fun with my friends, laughing and having fun contributes so much to my life. It gives me more longevity. So if I'm going to go have a glass of wine with them and dessert, so what? My body is strong enough to handle it. So here's the other piece with our body. The more that we feel we have to keep intervening, and the more we feel we have to control what we eat and we have to remove this and take care of that and be paranoid and be obsessive about what we eat, the more we're sending ourselves the message that our body does not have the wisdom to heal. And when in actuality, our bodies are smarter than we are. They really are. Our bodies have brought us this far. Our bodies are way smarter than we are. I know my body is smarter than I am. And a lot of people, like, they'll say, oh, the cancer nearly killed you. And I say, no, the cancer saved my life. I was killing myself before I even got the cancer. The body is actually very wise and is always communicating with you. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you.
I want to add one tiny thing, which is the first time I went to lunch with Anita. And I've been around a lot of people with cancer, and so I was, in my mind, being very sensitive to her needs and chose a restaurant where she would be able to choose healthy organic options. And I don't remember if it was like the fried chicken and ice cream or the wine that we had with dinner that tipped me off that this was not your ordinary cancer survivor. And I just wanted to kind of validate that. I didn't have lunch with a cancer survivor. I had lunch with a really fun lady.
What's the first Thank thing you. You asked for when you came back to eat?
Chocolate ice cream. I swear. It was chocolate. The doctors had said they're not pulling out the food tube. They said because I was malnourished. And I said, I'm going to prove to you my appetite has come back. And so when they took out the food tube and they gave me a hospital menu, I said, I don't want any hospital food. I want chocolate ice cream. And I was very specific. I said, I want Belgian chocolate ice cream by Häagen-Dazs. Because I was ready to live. I was like, okay, we're going to live life to the fullest. Right, and that's the only way to do it. Live life to the fullest. Yeah. And that is the determining factor of your health, is how fully you live your life.
So every time I listen to that, it makes me smile, because you can literally feel the aliveness oozing from her as she shares. Now for me, there is something so hopeful, not just in her story, which is amazing, but in her understanding that has emerged, to see that allowing more of the aliveness of life to run through me, allowing myself to enjoy the feeling of the electricity running through the wire inside me, to know that that not only feels great, but that is actually one of the keys to our health and the health of our bodies, that It's like winning the lottery and getting chocolate ice cream for a bonus prize. So if you want to learn more about Anita, go to anitamorjani.com. Her story is amazing. And if you want to experience God with us, then go to michaelneal.org/experiencing God. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.